Waiting here, how I have wept, so unsure of what you'd have me do. I am weary of this rocky path. I am weary of the way. Now a mountain moved to hinder me, and the raging sea in front of me.
It is faith
that moves the mountains.
It is faith
that calms the sea.
And with God,
I'll move these obstacles that have formed.
It is
faith that moves the mountains.
It is faith
that calms the sea.
And with God living inside of me,
I can have now I know just what to do. I have placed my faith in you. There's not a mountain that can hinder you. Though with man things may seem impossible, there is nothing you can't do, and there is victory for me in you. Though the path be ever weary, though the way is blocked from view, though
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
All things are possible, this is His word. Receive it, it's written for you. Believe in His promises, God.
Welcome to Living the Abundant Life program. This is your host, Rachel McLean. Please join us at 201 Southwest Flagler Avenue, Stuart at 9:30 a.m. each Sunday morning. Call 772-220-0602 for more information about men's prayer, ladies' prayer, and midweek Bible studies. Watch our live stream at AbundantLifeStuart.com on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Our mailing address is Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McLean.
Reminding you that service today will be at 9:30 a.m. at our new location, the Martin County Realtors Auditorium, located in Wedgewood Common Shopping Center. That is at 3204 A Southeast Federal Highway, Stuart, Florida. Again, 3204 A Southeast Federal Highway, Stuart, Florida. Join us today for service at 9:30 a.m. At this time, we're going to go to a message that was recorded on the 23rd, January the 23rd, by one of our staff pastors, Ruddy Robinson, and he is speaking from the book of Joshua and also Numbers, and the message is entitled, Faith That Will Conquer and Destroy.
So when Joshua and Caleb heard the lie that were no being spoken and the faith and the unbelief they had was to intercept and cut it in the name of Jesus and said, you're not going to go any further. This spirit of deception or this spirit of unbelief will not go any further into the ears and into the minds of the children of Israel. We are well able. Hallelujah. They dedicated their faith in Almighty God and said, even though we're going to stand alone, we're going to stand nonetheless. There are times when you might just be standing alone, but stand for Jesus. Shall we praise the Lord? Daniel was cast into the lion's den. He have no one, he have no companion with him, but he stood alone. Joseph spent years in prison, but right throughout the life of Joseph, as we read from 37 down, we would find every now and then the injection of the term, but God was with Joseph. Stand, and you are not standing alone. God will be standing with you. Because one man with God is the majority. Shall we praise the Lord? When you stand alone, you are voted. You might seem to be outvoted. But when you stand alone, you are unanimous. Your decision will far outnumber all those who stood against you. Because you stand with God. Shall we praise the Lord? Shall we magnify God this morning? Can we give him a praise in the house? The faith, hallelujah, that will destroy, hallelujah, the faith that will conquer and destroy is the faith that will be dedicated to God. It is the faith that will also not just be dedicated to God, but the faith that will conquer and destroy is the faith that must be courageous in the midst of adversity. Is the faith that must be courageous. Praise God. Our faith will be tested. Our faith will be tried. Our faith will go through what we would refer to as the acid test. But when it is through, we should be able to stand. Hallelujah. Every believer's faith must be tried and tested. And that's how you're going to know what metal that person is made from. Are we here this morning? Should we give God praise? Can we give him worship this morning? He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Everything made must be tested. And that is why they have a standard by which all production standard must be met. It cannot be less than. And may I say to us this morning, God have his standard. And our faith must reach God's standard. God will not lower his standard to meet us. We have to raise our standard to meet God's standard. Shall we praise the Lord? Shall we worship the Lord this morning? Can we turn to Numbers chapter 10? Just for the confirmation of that point this morning. Numbers chapter 14 and verse 10. So what we are going through sometimes is just a testing of our faith to see how much we are prepared to stand in adversity, stand against opposition, stand when all the odds are against you. Verse 10 tells us, but, can the congregation say but? But all the congregation bade stone them with stones. In other words, because of what Joshua and Caleb, and let me put Caleb here for emphasis, because of what Caleb stood and said, the conclusion by the congregation, not just a few, not just a family, not just a tribe, but the entire congregation, they were now coming to the conclusion that, look, we're going to stone them. And we know that when stone is drawn in those days, it's like you commit a capital crime. So they were saying, man, what you are saying is such a serious act that we're going to have to stone you. How are we getting it this morning? There are times, brethren, when the faith that we take for God, it seems that others would want to stone us, would want to take our lives, would want to see our grave, would want to see us out. But somebody said, but God. Hallelujah. God stood for us. And had it not been for God, David declared, who was on my side, he said, then the enemy would have swallowed me up. Had it not been for God who was on Caleb's side, then they would have stoned him to death. Caleb stood in the midst of adversity, even when his life was under threat. Let me say this and say it loud and clear. There are times when the faith that we take and stand for might even mean our life coming under threat. It might mean that by standing for God, our life is on the line. But the Bible says, Jesus to the multitude, he said, fear not the man who can take this life, because he can only dispossess you of this earthly life. But he said, fear the man who can destroy not just this body, but the man who can destroy both the body and the soul. So when we reach a point where our lives are under threat, once we are standing for God, then we can be assured that God will be standing with us and standing for us. There was a divine intervention according to verse 10 of the passage. And the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. Hallelujah. Your stand of faith, my stand of faith, my and yours and all of us stand of courage and faith in Almighty God will cause God's Shekinah glory to appear. Hallelujah. We'll get God's attention to the point where he will send his angel to stand on our behalf. When we stand and stand seriously enough for God, then the Shekinah glory of God will appear. How are we getting it this morning? God wants believers. God wants a man. And can I move it a little further? God wants a woman who can stand. God wants somebody who can stand even in the midst of life-threatening situation and said, I'm going to believe God, life or death. I'm going to believe God. It doesn't matter what you want to say at this moment. A former pastor colleague years ago was coming from a gospel crusade meeting, and unlike here in the United States where you drive, he was walking, and he was walking like for miles from the point of the crusade to get home. And in the midst of getting home, he was held up by some thugs. with knife, threatening to kill him if they don't give him what they were demanding, which was like money. And with the knife point, or with knife pointing at him, held at his throat, he said, "Look, if you're going to kill me now. Let me go home to my master." And when that was said, they flew like lightning. He said in that night he could not say where they went. You know why? He stood for God. And when we stand for God, God will stand for us. Caleb stood for God, and the glory of Almighty God appeared. And guess what? God didn't have to draw one stone to fend them off. Just the glory of Almighty God put them in their respective places. Shall we praise the Lord? I tell us last week, God knows how to fight our battle. When the enemy comes in like a flood, then the Spirit of the Lord will what? Raise a standard against the enemy. Can we give him praise in the house this morning? Can we give him worship and adoration this morning? Are we here? Hallelujah. Not only the faith that will conquer and destroy is the faith that must be courageous in the midst of adversity, but the faith that will conquer and destroy is the faith that must be vigorous in old age. Our faith does not run over an age period. It's not a 40 and under. It's not faith until I'm 65, I retired, and God will understand. Are we following this morning? But it goes beyond. Are we getting it this morning? It's a faith that will stand and it will last the clock. It will outshine, it will last eternal. If you understand what I'm saying, as long as we live, our faith must remain anchored in Almighty God. So think of your age this morning. You don't have to declare it, just think of it. And tell yourself that you are right at that place where God, your faith is right at that place where God is able to use you to conquer and to destroy some situation, some conditions. Hallelujah. That only you can conquer. Faith must be vigorous in old age. Let us look at Joshua chapter 14, again verse 10. Joshua 14. Our primary passage this morning. Verse 10 said, "And now," not in the past, not yesterday, not earlier this morning, now. "And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive." Listen to who he's talking. As he said, "Those 45 years, even since the Lord spoke this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old." Can we do the map? Is there any 85-year-old here this morning? Could I get a Caleb at 85 this morning? Think somebody is near there and I see the little hand going up to 85. Wave it high. Hallelujah. Shall we praise the Lord? I'm saying to somebody this morning, Caleb was 85 years old. Slam, bam. Argument done. The man was 85 years old, 20 years above retirement. 20 years into retirement. And somebody would have said, "Caleb, at 85, go relax, man. Take the back of the line. You are too old at this moment." You are never too old for God to use you. You might be 90, but your faith is still vigorous. You might be 99, but your faith is still vigorous. Shall we praise the Lord? You might be rolled, you may have rolled into this morning's worship, into a wheelchair this morning, but your faith is still vigorous. Shall we praise the Lord? No age, no condition, no circumstances gonna block our faith between us and God. Nothing should stand in the way of us serving God. God's word must be believed up to the point of death. Shall we praise the Lord? You see, though we sometimes through situations and circumstances do otherwise, but God's word means that it should be for life. When I got my water baptism, I could repeat the vow I took when I was about to be baptized. Thy vow are upon me, O Lord, until death. I took a vow. I made a covenant with God. And by the grace of Almighty God, I'm still living under the principles of that vow and that covenant, because it is until death. 85 years old. The man said, I'm not just in my faith, not just in my spirit, but he said, in my body. I feel as strong now as I was then. I feel as vigorous. I still feel the vim, the vigor, and the vitality as I was feeling then. I'm feeling it now. Give me that mountain. I don't want the valley, Lord. I don't want the plain, even though the grass might be green. Lord, give me that mountain. Look for the mountain, man. The Bible says we should look up. In spiritual realm, we should look up, expecting God to come at any time. But in the literal sense, we should look up. Look to God for greater things. Look to God for heights. Look to God for ascension, elevation. Never be prepared to be where you are for the rest of your life. Lord, the songwriter says, plant my feet on higher ground. He said, I'm pressing on where? The upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. And each day we rise to the dawn of a new day. This should be the first word coming from our lips in appreciation to what God is doing to us and doing for us. He said, Lord, thank you for today. Plant my feet, Lord, on higher ground. I have a little arthritis here, a little back pain here. Lord, I have a little slip of the joint here. Lord, I still need to do this and still need to do that. The doctor is saying, Lord, I should not climb the stairs, but Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Hallelujah. Give him praise this morning. Give him praise this morning. At 85, Joshua and Caleb made that solemn commitment that, look, none of you here gonna stand in the faith that I have for God. And the little song we sing, if I see it in the way, we are gonna roll it over him. Hallelujah. If I see it in the way, we're gonna use the bulldozer of faith. Hallelujah. We're gonna use the D9 or the D12 or whatever D it is and roll it over him in the name of Jesus. Because no Satan, no devil from hell gonna stand in our way of getting to our God. Faith that will conquer and destroy. Caleb was the man with that faith. Caleb was the man who declared that faith in his God. At 85, he was saying, no, I'm going to go for that mountain. Yes, I have my children and my grandchildren around, but I'm going to go for that mountain. Hallelujah. We hear what the man said to Joshua. You know, Joshua, you were there. You're a living witness of all who have, you know, traveled out of Egypt. You and I, we are the only living being here at this moment. Because you know what? God said, because of what you're doing at Kadesh Barnea, I'm not even going to let you cross over. And they were destroyed in the wilderness. Some got serpent bites. Some got all sorts of a disease. They died in the wilderness. Left two. Caleb, Joshua. They were partner in war. Battle partner is the word I'm looking for. Battle partner. Caleb found in his journey with God a man that he could refer to as his battle partner. Yes, I know we are here as friends and we have fellowship one with another and we have close relationship. But it is important for you to find within the congregation, find within your Christian circle a battle partner. It might even be outside of the congregation of this church, but you need to find somebody, a battle buddy, a battle friend, a battle companion, somebody who you can share deep spiritual truth with. And that's what Caleb found in Joshua. He said, Joshua, you know, you were there when the Lord spoke with Moses. Moses is not here, but you are here. Are we getting it this morning? I want us to get it. Because Caleb, we realize, was a no-nonsense person. He said, as yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war. How many know we are not here on picnic? How many we are not here just on social sitting out? We are here for war. Shall we praise the Lord? We are here for the battle. We are here for the call to the battle front. Shall we praise the Lord? And we are not here for the back of the line. We are not here sitting on the side, skirting around. But we are here wanting to be on the front line of God's duty. Hallelujah. So he said, man, we are here for war. You know, I'm here. Hallelujah, for the war. I'm here for the battle. I'm here, hallelujah, to claim what God had promised. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody give God praise this morning. He went on in verse 4. Here I'm referring to a faith with vigor, a faith with vim and vitality. Hear what he says in verse 12. Now, therefore, give me this mountain. Wherefore the Lord spoke in that day, for you heard it. You heard in that day how the Anakims were there. And that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said. No if, no buts, no perhaps, no peradventure, not maybe. He said, I shall, speaking in the assertive, positive term, I shall drive them out. I'm going to go up there. I'm not going to live with them. Some people are prepared to go to the mountain and just, oh, yes, I'm at the mountain and it's a good view, good looking out. And regardless who is sitting beside me, living around me, I don't care who my neighbors are, Lord. All I want is to be on top of my mountain. But it's not just enough to be up there. But it's enough to take authority. Don't share the inheritance with the enemy. Drive them out in the name of Jesus. Drive them out. And that leads us to the final point that I want to share with us this morning, where Caleb said, hear what he said, and I go through